8 Oscars, $400 million, and you saved Tug Speedman's career.
I couldn't have done it without you, Sloan.
Really?
No, dickhead, of course I could. A nutless monkey could do your job.
Well, I...
Now go get drunk and take credit at all the parties.
I would never do that to you.
Joking.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There he is. Okay, there he is.
Go have fun.
All right, we're having a... Okay, thank you, Les. Thank you. We have a good night.
But seriously, a nutless monkey could do your job.
Good.
Lights, camera, action. Welcome back to another episode of Happy Hour Films. As you all know, I'm Ross Bacon, and I'm joined by my co-host, Mike McGuigan. Mike, say hi.
How is everyone doing?
And tonight, we are doing a special Happy Hour Films Oscar episode, which is, to spoil everyone's fun, we will not be talking about the random assortment of films that the actual Oscars picked that no one saw and no one gave a shit about.
Sound of Metal was solid.
Cool, never saw it. Just like the rest.
Sounds like a cool movie I'll watch in 3 years.
Yeah, when eventually I get around to the point of going, oh, right, someone said that was good a couple years ago, so maybe I'll watch it.
I feel like at this point, the regular Oscars is just like, oh, that Disney or Pixar movie got nominated for Best Animated Picture. I don't know what anything else is, but that was...
That's when I go to sleep. I watch Pixar win an Oscar, and then I go to sleep. That's what I do.
Yeah, what I do is I usually check the winners the next day. But tonight, in honor of this special event, we have two guest hosts, one of which you've already heard, which is Tyler.
Woo-woo!
And the other is my lovely wife, Carrie.
Hello, everyone.
Say, we've got the gang back together. This will...
We should have done the intro being like, live from Zoom, it's the first annual Happy Hour Films Oscar special, starring Carrie, Tyler, Mike, Ross Bacon, a barking dog.
Yeah, you know. Dog has been fucking barking all goddamn day.
Join us as we present to you the Oscars, sponsored by Bounty Paper Towels.
I would love to close my windows, but our air conditioning is broken and I would die.
Yeah, all that hot air you're blowing, man, you're going to get really sweaty.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Oh. You
have a problem with me?
So it's right.
Before we get too deep into why Mike's full of shit, let's get into what we're drinking. So this is still a Happy Hour Films podcast, so we will be still drinking some beer. So why don't we start off with our guests? So we start with Tyler. Tyler, buddy, what do you got?
All right, so I picked this one. After the Oscars, all the celebrities, you know, they come out to the normal people, you know, the little people, and they go eat at, like, In-N-Out Burger. They go eat burger because they have to, like, lose a bunch of weight, and they just gouge out after that to fit in their dresses and suits. So I got from Cape May Brewery a chocolate-covered strawberry milkshake IPA.
Oh, I've had that one. I've reviewed that one before. I love that.
Now, let's see what my review is. All right, spilled some on myself.
We all know I do better reviews than Tyler, so.
All right.
Okay, I had to. Oh, shit, man. That's actually really fucking good. It is like a good dive of chocolate right now.
Is it
more chocolate? No, man, that's it.
Is it more
chocolate? Dude, I literally felt like I just ate a Godiva dipped strawberry. Like I feel like I just did
a good mix of both.
I think my girlfriend would drink this and she doesn't like beer.
Nice. Cool. All right. So, Kara, what do you got?
Okay. I have St. John's Irish Red Ale from Tom's River Brewing. I am not a fan of IPAs, so I always go for the ales and the lagers. And this one, the red ale, is really good. It's 4.9% and it's taste has that nice light crisp taste, so I like it.
Yeah Mike, we up?
All right, I went with Cutback West Coast Style IPA from Last Wave Brewing, and so 16.7%. Wow, that would have been 6.7%.
That's the wrong one.
And I went with Cutback because we're coming back to all the things we've done before this week.
Yeah, essentially.
And it's a really good ale. It's nothing too different or out of the ordinary with it, but it's very drinkable. I don't think I'll get like too filled off of it, so it might work through a couple of these tonight.
Mike, your camera's freaking me out, man. Our listeners at home, Mike's camera is like, it's digital. I don't know how it does this, but it literally looks like he's recording himself on like film, like 1930s film. It is like the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
Old Hollywood look. And Mike's going for the old Hollywood look.
Yeah, exactly. You just need to talk an old timey voice now, right, though.
And now tonight, Mike's drinking.
The stars are here.
Mike's camera's here and it's not working as per usual. And tonight for me, like I usually do, because this is our in-between week, I usually pick whatever's in the fridge that I haven't drank yet. And I happen to pick up a 4-pack of Tonewood Currents, which is a Garden State Pale Ale. I grabbed this one for last week and never actually used it because we were talking about Kevin Smith.
I'm going to try and close my window. This dog is driving me fucking nuts.
I'm sure our listeners are loving that too. Like, they're just loving the ambiance right now.
Meanwhile, at the same time, Mike's got a dog barking outside of his apartment. And it's 4.7%. My Tonewood Currents. It's got that like super light, you know, kind of yellowish, like.
That looks like piss, bro.
But it's really good.
Yeah, it looks like piss. That's urine, bro.
It's tasty urine.
Secret. It's mine.
Yeah, my wife just pissed in the can and labeled it Tonewood.
That's what
did we you guys get bored. You guys ever hear of Yanni beer?
Yanni beer? Like,
you never heard of this? I think like they had like a YouTuber video of this. But it's beer made from like vagina piss.
Interesting.
straight up.
That sounds awful.
It was a Kickstarter. There was a Kickstarter, and surprisingly enough, it did not reach its goal. Surprisingly.
Wow. Shocking. Yeah. I'm surprised the internet didn't be the internet.
Yeah, right. Just to fuck with everyone.
Right.
No, Ross, your beer reminds me of in Beer Fest when they have to drink Ram's piss.
Right.
That's exactly what your beer looks like.
Yeah, that's a little more like neon, though.
True.
This is just pale. It kind of looks like grapefruit juice or like lemonade, but does not taste it. And the first sip had like that really like pale ale, piney taste to it, but it does not continue that way somehow. So, that said, why don't we move on to our categories? Now, tonight, this is going to be, like I said, special edition of the Oscars. It's going to be our Oscars based on
stuff. Much better than the original Oscars.
Right. It's better than the garbage that's put out every year for the Academy. And it's based on stuff we've done, stuff we've talked about, and based on our show. Now, we're going to get into some previous moments, some hit greatest hits, some surprises, some snubs. We're going to do all the things that traditional Oscars
Kung Fu Panda got snubbed.
What?
Kung Fu Panda got snubbed. Very advocating for Kung Fu Panda to be nominated for Best Animated Picture, and Ross left it off the list.
Fucking right I did.
Here we go.
We're not going to have an in memoriam, so technically L the dead are going to be forgotten, so that's one tradition that we're going to uphold. And there won't be any like random ass like music performances. So we're just going to do our own thing when it comes
to. Wait, we definitely have someone who is dead that is nominated.
Who?
Cloris.
No, she's very much alive in my world, in my life.
Cloris Leachman is dead.
I know she's dead, asshole. Joke.
I was pushing for Gene Wilder to get nominated for best supporting actor.
I literally sounded like
already derailed.
When I said that, I sounded like Lois Griffin when, you know, that cheap trick that Family Guy did when Brian died. They're like,
yeah.
Peter, our dog, Brian Griffin, is dead.
That was a spot-on Lois Griffin impression.
That was pretty good, right? That left you speechless.
Alex Borstein is not here tonight. That was actually Tyler.
That was the musical. Yeah, that's pretty good. I'm not going to lie. Weird. I don't know. Our dog's dead. That's Peter.
I don't know how he died.
My friend Brian, he's dead.
We're going to be sued by Fox for this copy. Sounds so much.
They're going to sound. Ooh, I'm a baby and my dog is dead.
I actually just got a cease and desist notice from Seth MacFarlane. that your impression is way too good
Hey, Ross, can you make Tyler stop doing those voices?
For the love of God. Is it too much to ask for a beer to knock a man out after 3 seconds?
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, with the bad monologue out of the way from Tyler.
That was the opening. That was like the opening thing. Yeah, like when they have like
rock for the Oscars.
Yeah, when they open up with Mr. Rogers and they sing really cringily to like Tom Hanks or whatever.
Yeah, that was almost as bad as Billy Crystal in blackface. You know, it's
Yes.
So why don't we move on to our first category, which is the best memed movie. Now this is These are five movies that we find have the best memes that have come out of them on the internet. And
we've talked about some movies with a lot of quality memes, but I think these five are definitely tops. Unfortunately, we never officially talked about B-movie, so it could not be included in the list.
Right, yeah, that only came up as my favorite DreamWorks movie. But so, since my wife's sitting here patiently just staring at the screen, why don't we have her read it?
The nominees are.
And the nominees for Best Meme Movie are Spider-Man 3.
Yay!
Point Break.
Yay!
Trek.
Yay!
Lord of the Rings.
Yay!
Vampire's Kiss.
Woo! Yeah! So
we should be like directed by at the end. Well, don't they always say at the end of that? Did they go like Shrek, directed by whatever?
Yeah, it's always like or it's the directed
starring
by, like,
Bill Murray.
The random like screenplay writer or some shit, you know?
Yeah, screenplay by Avi Shankard or whatever.
Yeah, no one cares about that guy. But all right, so why don't we go around? So Carrie, you already know who's gonna win. Who's your pick?
Let's see. How do I know who's gonna win?
I don't know. Just pick one.
Okay.
Lock in your answers.
No. I said I know who I think should win.
Well, then who should it be?
It should be Point Break. It should be the Keanu Reeves thumbs up. After he does his training montage in the beginning where he's going through the shooting range and the obstacle course and he turns and he smiles and gives a thumbs up and it's priceless. And I can't use that meme enough.
That is my personal favorite too. How about you, Tyler? What do you think?
We're going with, I'm locking in Shrek.
All right.
See, I'm gonna go out and say Point Break came in last when I was looking at these.
Donkey! Oh, guys, Mike Myers is here tonight.
It really...
Donkey!
Unless you pick Shrek, it's already lost.
So my pick is Spider-Man 3 because it has the most quality memes from... Like, you get... So, Lord of the Rings, we didn't focus on one movie. Like, if you look at the franchise as a whole, they have as many memes as Spider-Man 3 alone. But I think Spider-Man 3 has the most memes from it.
Probably.
Throwback to Mike playing the entire Whitest Kid You Know skit in front of the Lord of the Rings episode.
I did.
I don't know how they did not like track you down and send you a cease and desist letter in that one.
Wait, we didn't play the entire skit. We only played part of it.
Yeah, we only
played it was part of it. You only missed out in the last 5 seconds, so it's all good.
It's not technically the whole clip. But so I think, you know, just based off of, I don't even know how we should do this because I agree because the Keanu Reeves, like, thumbs up, I use literally every time I don't want to say anything, but I want to agree to something in a text. So that's what I send. But I would say among the four of us, the Point Break thumbs up. Point Break's probably the winner, but I would say that Vampire's Kiss is probably the best ones, you know.
Oh, yeah. You don't say is one of the greatest memes right. ever.
Wait, are the winners determined yet? Have the winners been determined?
No.
No, what do you mean?
It's not
a popular vote. When they don't go around and ask the audience at the regular Oscars, they're like, yo, Billy Crystal, what do you think? Michael Keaton, what's up? What do you think? Best animated movie? You know.
Tyler, that would make Ross and Mike the Academy. Do we really want to give them that kind of power?
Yes, because we could be pissed off and complain about it, going rants about their awful choices.
Yeah, well, I like where your head's at.
Everyone's going to do that regardless, so what's the point?
Spider-Man 3 has the most quality memes, and that's why I am voting Spider-Man 3.
I mean, It's like, this is like, whose line is it anyway? The points are made up and nothing matters, you know? Yeah.
We got it. We got to do the ending where it's literally like, guys, La La Land didn't win. Moonlighting, you guys won. No, get the fuck up here. Get up on stage. You guys won. And then he rips it out of Warren Beatty's hand, like that poor old man. That was awful. Yeah, I go, you stupid old fuck. Yeah.
But, yeah, but no, we're just kind of, this is basically just like the actual Academy Awards. This is us just jerking off is what it is.
Yeah, this yeah. is more really a greatest hits episode more than anything. It really is. We're embracing our inner Jay and Silent Bob reboot. Yeah. Yeah,
this is the clip show. This is our clip show.
All right, so next category is...
Shall I read the nominees again?
Well, yes, but it's for Best Happy Hour Films Movie Creation. Now... if that doesn't give it away what it is, it's the fictional film that Mike and I, or Mike, Carrie, Tyler, and I, for one of these, came up with for potential feature films that could be made and make billions of dollars. So, Kara, the nominees.
And the nominees are Splooge, Kevin the Collector, Danny the 13th, Charlie Manson to Mars.
You gotta read the description.
What the fuck is Splooge? What's Splooge?
All right, so
isn't that the drinking holes?
We have Splooge, a Pixar movie from the point of view of the sperm and a guy jerking off in a movie theater.
Which came up on our Pixar and our Disney.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, like, we gotta, come on, guys, we gotta get to the head.
That was the Pixar episode.
Oh, I thought it came up in Disney.
No, because I remember I listened to that one twice because I love that.
Okay.
Yeah. So then we have Kevin the Collector, Home Alone, but Kevin's hunting the wet bandits
as a serial killer.
Yeah.
Danny the 13th, Friday the 13th, but Frank Reynolds is Jason Voorhees.
Oh, and I really like that.
We have Charlie Manson to Mars. Charles Manson has Jared Leto's career.
That's from the episode where I said Jared Leto is Charles Manson, but if he found success.
Yeah, we said with just a few little lucky breaks, Charlie Manson could have been Jared Leto.
Did you hear about Jared Leto with what he did on the set of Blade Runner 249 or whatever?
What did he do?
So everyone knows that Jared Leto is absolutely psychotic. Like he like sent like live rats to people on Suicide Squad and live bullets or whatever.
We talked about it
numerous times. But yeah, he wore contacts that rendered him incredibly blind, and he had to be walked around by aides during the set, and he never saw any of his fellow cast members. He never saw any of his co-stars.
Because, like, I think this is, and we should have done this, because at one point I'm going to go back and listen to all of our episodes, and we're going to issue a corrections episode. Because I know this is a previous point that I made that I've said the wrong actor, I think. It's Peter O'Toole that had the quote about method actors where he said, you know, it's called acting, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You don't need to be that person. You know, it's called acting.
he said, try acting.
All right, so Mike's got his barking dog. We have our frequent podcast crasher, Z, my cat, or our cat, is she's just laying on the floor next to us looking pathetic. So now we've come full circle with the other guests, the four-legged guests on this show.
She just rolls over on her back and all of her paws are in the air like she's broken. She's all twisted up. And
so why don't we do an official vote for this one? So, Tyler, what's your vote?
All right, I'm going with Splooge because I kind of helped create that. You know, I deserve some producer credit on that.
Care?
Splooge, I want that movie to be made.
I hope this is universal because that's mine too.
It's mine too.
I love all
four of these.
That means that we have to start a GoFundMe or Kickstarter to get this movie made.
Now, let me tell you guys something. Did you guys see that Pixar announced like their few movies ahead? Did you see one of the movies that they're announcing? It's called Turning Red, and it's about puberty. I'm not joking.
It's not about autoerotic asphyxiation by a guy.
No, surprisingly, that's after this one. That comes. That's a sequel. Yeah, right.
That's a, The kid who hits puberty and turning red goes on to be the guy that has autoerotic asphyxiation.
But here's...
Wait, is it a guy or a girl that's doing
the... It's a girl. It's a girl. Oh, and it's, okay. It's called turning red, which is really like, I don't know what, like, why would you call it that? Like, you know, like, call it womanhood or something. I don't know. But red. Like, yeah.
That's fucked. I always like to say, I'll be attending the red wedding.
Right.
Yeah. But she goes, the story of it, the plot line is that when this girl hits puberty, instead of, you know, the Crimson Tide hitting, it is, she turns into a giant red panda.
Okay. Huh. So it's like Clifford the Big Red Dog, but angry.
It is. Pretty sure I just want to see how they do that.
I gotta see
how they do this.
I'm pretty sure they stole that from a Japanese TV show, Ranma One Half, it's called, where when this kid is hit by water, warm water, he turns into a panda, and when he's hit by cold water, he turns back into the human form.
What happens when he's hit by menstrual blood?
Not the Scots. I'm not sure.
That's what Pixar is going to get into.
That's crazy, man. I can't believe Disney like gave that the green light too. Usually they're very like, oh no, we'll do like regular stuff. Like,
it's literally Inside Out too.
Right.
It's their art film.
Inside Out, yet completely offensive to women.
But actually Inside Out.
Right.
My vote is for that being their avant-garde art film. Like, it's gonna be super like Lynchian, even, you know.
That would be great if they got David.
Imagine
they went Pixar Cronenberg with it. Like, they just went super Cronenbergian with it. That would be
cool. So we all agreed on Splooge. With that, Kickstarter will be started tonight, and we'll have a budget of like $20 million. We should probably
it'll be fully funded by tomorrow.
No, I gotta give the honorable mention to Kevin the Collector, just because that one just makes so much sense.
Yeah, I mean, that would be more of a documentary than anything.
Yeah,
the Frank Reynolds one, Danny the 13th, that definitely is going to be an episode like next season.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. When we pitched that, we just had Charlie coming at the end, just like, "What are you doing, Frank?" And Frank just takes off the Halloween mask.
Right.
They could just have that as like, they should have like Mac's dream or like a Charlie's dream or something, and that'd be a full episode. That's exactly what they need.
Well, all right. So next category, since we all, like I said, we all agreed on the winner on that one. Next category is best running happy hour films gag. Kara, the nominees.
And the nominees are Power Man 5000, Ross's creep moments, Mike's hatred of Jared Leto, DeVito in everything.
All right, Tyler, what do you got?
DeVito in everything.
Okay, Kara.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to go with Mike's hatred of Jared Leto. Fuck that guy. Nice. Fuck that guy in his ass.
Right? It just makes you, like, angry, like, hearing what he does. Like, yeah. You don't even, like, have to watch movies, and, like, someone tells you what Jared Leto did on the set of a movie, and you just get, like, insatiably angry.
You know the episode of South Park where they move to, like, San Francisco and all the parents love the smell of their own farts? That's Jared Leto.
So Mike, is that your pick too?
I was gonna go with DeVito in everything, just because I love casting Danny DeVito in all movies. It's like my favorite hobby.
So I'm gonna break the tie here, and I'm wearing the shirt for it. Hack the Planet, Power Man 5000, we're going with that. I just think that was the best run gag because it came up so organically.
Yeah, I know.
We're bringing it up.
So the thing with Power Man 5000 is it didn't last as long as the other gags.
I mean, I feel like it could have. We just stopped talking about it.
Yeah.
I think we kind of like unspokenly said, like, all right, enough of the Power Man 5000. But it really
I think it's coming back after this episode. I think it's going to be a returning gag.
There were like four or five straight episodes where somehow I naturally worked it into the episode.
And that, I think that's why I picked it, because it was so goddamn funny. And it was all because of Hackers, too, because that reminded Mike of a Power Man 5000 video.
Which is absolutely appropriate. It should remind you of a Power Man 5000 music video.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, so next category. Now, this is a big one. This is not quite as big as what our super final category is going to be. But this is a very big one for the podcast. Now, this is Mr. New Jersey. Sorry to the women out there, but we didn't talk enough about our native New Jersey women enough to warrant a whole category for
poking them. In the flaws, poking the flaws.
So
Whitney Houston probably would have won Mrs.
We talked about like Whitney and Queen Latifah, and like that's about it.
And my vote would be for Whitney Houston for Mrs. New Jersey.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have
wasn't the first episode of Happy Hour Films, correct me wrong, Amy Adams?
Matt Damon. Second.
Oh, boo. All these white men.
Yeah, a little diverse after a while.
I see you guys got a little sweaty there. I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah, we got diverse after a while.
I didn't even mean to do that.
But we got diverse.
It's fine, okay?
It actually was, and that's why we're going to talk about Sandra Bullock. I'm like, you're having me on. You need to have a woman on that episode. Enough already.
What a great lady. That's all.
We haven't been very diverse with our women because it's just been my wife. But we'll figure something out later. So for Mr. New Jersey, Kara, what are the nominees?
And the nominees are Kevin Smith, Jack Nicholson, Danny DeVito, Bruce Willis, and Joe Pesci.
Yeah. Tyler, who you got?
Kevin Smith.
All right, Gar.
No, don't do this to me. I can't. I can't choose. Don't make me choose.
I mean, there's one you shouldn't choose.
Right. Wait, which one shouldn't I choose?
Bruce Willis.
Yeah, Bruce Willis.
Stop it.
Bruce Willis.
No, did you see Bruce Willis walked into like a Walgreens with a mask on and they like screamed at him and he just said, like, there, it's the funniest picture I think I've seen on the internet. It's him with his handkerchief down being like, duh? Like, he's literally like, has the biggest stink face on.
Right. Okay, no, it would be between Bruce Willis and Joe Pesci. God, I love Jack Nicholson. Why did you do this?
Because it's an important award.
I have to go with Joe Pesci. Honest to goodness, right. I love that man. I love his range. He can play anything and make it work. And I just absolutely love him and everything he's in.
Okay. So, Mike, what do you got?
So I'm going to vote Kevin Smith. I think he represents New Jersey the best. Though I do think Joe Pesci represents New Jersey the second best, but Danny DeVito is my favorite. But Kevin Smith represents New Jersey the best.
So this one's going to be tough because my pick was locked the second I was born because Joe Pesci and I share a birthday.
Oh!
So I'm going with Pesci. So we have two for two. Now I think... in this case, a tie of Measures, New Jersey, between Kevin Smith and Joe Pesci is probably appropriate.
it's like Joe Pesci represents North Jersey, Kevin Smith represents the rest of New Jersey.
Well, it's mostly central, but Bruce Willis, I refuse to acknowledge, is the South Jersey.
Yeah, he's the least representative of New Jersey.
Right, he kind of went to high school here and then bolted. You know,
he's a dick too. Bruce Willis is like the worst. Yeah,
he's a dick. But so I think
if I was picking my favorite, it would be Danny DeVito. But I don't think he represents New Jersey as well as Kevin Smith or Joe Pesci.
And if we're going with most acclaimed, it's going to be Jack.
Yeah. If we're going with who's the best actor, it's Jack Nicholson. Right.
So, yeah. So, I think we're good with a combined pick of Kevin and Joe Pesci, which now means that Kevin Smith has to do an Irishman-style New Jersey view askew type movie with Joe Pesci.
And now they have to kiss on stage, too.
What?
They had to kiss on stage.
Where is this coming?
That's what happens.
Tyler Sanford is coming in.
They got a kiss on stage. No tongue, but just closed lip for a good 2 minutes.
That's wow. That's
not full 90 minutes. Seconds.
That's like
full 90 seconds.
2 minutes. That's like the end of Clerks 2. All right. First, you gotta let us stand outside the store. Second, you gotta blow each other. Don't go ass to mouth. All right,
or
first one.
or what's it in Jane Son of the Bob where they're like, you suck his dick, and then they suck his dick, and then what's a cup of tea or whatever?
No,
was a lovely tea party.
Oh, yes, yes.
Dietrich Bader line, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yes, Dietrich Bader made that movie.
He's so great.
He is. All right, so that's the, I'll say that's the end of our special happy hour.
No, we still have one more.
Which one?
Best worst performance.
That's not technically the stupid shit we came up with. So that's why I was going to take this moment to do our beer check-in.
Okay.
So this is where the commercial break would be happening. This is where Ellen gives out pizza to everybody. So
yeah.
What we're going to do is we're going to say, Tyler, how's your beer?
My beer is pretty good. I just finished it. I just realized it's 7.2%. So
nice.
Yeah. And I'm on my second one already. So here's looking at you guys. Here's looking at you, kid. Name that movie.
No.
Wait, guys. Trivia.
That was also me.
Why so serious? Name the movie.
No.
You're not the boss.
You have to say it. Why so serious? Because that's actually, when we talk about The Dark Knight. We do goddamn accents.
Let me try to do that one. Why so serious? My father. You wonder how I got these scars?
Guys, I just want to remind our listeners that Heath Ledger is still dead, unfortunately.
Yeah.
That was just Tyler.
We really should have done a category for best failed impressions with Dark Knight, Arnold, Nick Cage, and...
I feel like we couldn't do that, Mike, but I feel like we can't do it justice without Steve here to help do the impressions.
Yeah, because he was on for three of the impression episodes with The Departed or The Depatted.
The Depatted.
Let me do Lois as Heath Joker.
Oh, dear God.
Peter, why so serious?
Tyler's impression of me probably should be nominated, too.
Why are we letting this happen?
I could do Starscream, too.
Oh, dear God.
Prime!
Jesus fucking Christ.
Optimus Prime!
Voice acting. All right, so Kara, how's your beer?
My beer is good. It's nice and light. Taste holds up. I'm enjoying it.
Wonderful. Mikey, what you got?
You just called me Mikey?
I was hoping you would notice that.
The Ninja Turtle, bro. The best Ninja Turtle.
So my gosh, how's your beer?
It's doing good. I'm just starting my second one, and it's a pretty standard ale. Really refreshing. I like it.
Nice. Yeah, my Tonewood Currents is Garden State Pale Ale. Pretty good. So back to the show. Ellen has collected all the pizza boxes and thrown them in the trash, and then
she threw away all the normal people that she invited on to say hello to Jennifer Lawrence, and they kicked them out.
And she's assaulted an intern. So now we're back.
She's electrocuted them and made them walk around naked while paddling them.
So now we're doing...
Edgar is actually hazing every fraternity in the United States.
Right, so now we're on to our semi-official categories here. So we're doing... this one's for best worst performance, which is best performance in an absolutely god-awful movie. So, Kara, the nominees.
And the nominees are Charlize Theron, The Devil's Advocate, John Lithgow, Ricochet, Al Pacino in Geely, Tyler Perry, A Medea Christmas, Brad Pitt, Cool World.
Now this list is a little misleading because two movies on this list are both nominated for Best Picture or Animated Picture.
That's right. But the performances are still very much worth recognizing as being great and terrible movies. So, Tyler, what are you thinking?
I feel like I like Cool World.
By saying there is one correct answer.
I'm going with Brad Pitt in Cool World because I feel like he was forced to do that movie.
He does have that gun to the head, like off camera.
Yeah.
Kind of feel to it. But yeah.
Like, don't you know who my girlfriend is at the time? Jennifer Aniston. Like,
so, Carrie, yeah.
I'm going to go with Charlize Theron in The Devil's Advocate because they gave her character a ridiculous storyline and
accent.
And well, it wasn't as bad as Keanu Reeves' accent. That's why I kind of glazed over that.
Don't you besmirch the Reeves.
I would never besmirch the Reeves, but don't have him do a Southern.
You're breathtaking. You're breathtaking.
I still love the Celebrity Jeopardy with Keanu Reeves.
$11 billion.
That is not a number. Yet.
Yet.
But I'm going. Yeah, I'm going. Charlize Theron, because she took a shitty story, a shitty character, and she still went for it. I liked it.
That's a good call, Mike. What you got?
I'm going with Al Pacino because there are three performances we could have nominated him for in this. We could have gone Jack and Jill. We could have gone Devil's Advocate, and we could have gone Julie.
Pacino and Devil's Rejects, directed by Rob Zombie. Go, man.
No matter how terrible the movie, him coming out with his brand of crazy always makes at least the scenes he's in watchable.
He falls in love with Adam Sandler dressed as a woman.
Right. And Geely, he's literally in the one scene. All right, so I'm going to make this a complete chaos and clusterfuck because I'm going with John Lithgow and Ricochet.
John Lithgow was my
Just for the line, did you floss? Yeah, with your mother's pubic hair. It's either mother or wife. Either way, it's with you.
But the thing with John Lithgow is there are three solid performances in that movie between Denzel, Ice-T, and John Lithgow. So he did not have to carry that movie on his own. To take away that how awesome he was in it.
He's amazing in such a ridiculous movie. But that movie is so amazingly ridiculous. I honestly, I don't know. I would say we'd have to flip a coin.
Well, this went exactly how it should have gone. Everyone gets a vote except Tyler Perry.
So what we'll do for this one is it'll be like a participation trophy. Like everybody but Tyler Perry will get their Oscars in the mail.
Oh my God, I watched a Medea Christmas or Medea's Christmas. What is it? A Medea Christmas.
A Medea Halloween.
Oh no, he's the best part of that movie.
Right. I did not hate that movie though.
But that movie has got awful, hence his nomination. So
I like how Medea went from Diary of Mad Black Woman, which is like supposed to be like really like and play performances too. He performed her as a play, To boo a Madea Halloween or a Madea Christmas, like what?
It became a cash cow that he was like, you know
what? Yeah, that he's just like
It became give Tyler Perry more money.
Right, I don't need to worry about stage blocking and directions and shit. Fuck this, I'm just gonna.
It is so weird how it went. Like I'm shocked.
A Madea Christmas too. The search for more money.
Yeah. But all right, so now we're getting into, let's say, the quote-unquote official categories. That was the fun unofficial category, but this is a quote-unquote official. This is where we directly rip off the categories from the actual Oscars.
Oh, wait, one of our creations that we forgot to mention was a crossover Ernest and Madea movie.
They need to reboot both of them and do that.
Wow. Yeah, that would be absolutely wonderful. Like I said, again, Kickstarters will be started tonight and we will have these movies made by the end of the week.
Yep.
Deja, we can bring back like Grand Moff Tarkin style. We can bring back Jim Varney or whatever. All right. So now we're going to move into the quote unquote officials and we're going to do best animated picture. So Kara, the nominees.
And this nominees are Aladdin, Princess Mononoke, Wall-E, Nightmare Before Christmas, and Cool World.
Yeah, damn right, Cool World's on there. And so Tyler.
And Kung Fu Panda didn't make it. Yeah, blasphemy.
Just like Jack Black's career, that's just a disappointment, isn't it?
Mike, I would have put Kung Fu Panda on here above two of these movies for sure.
Wrong.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so Tyler, what do you got? That is not a title of a movie, man.
I know, right? All right, I give it to Mike, though. DreamWorks is, like, they make awful movies now. Like, do you see the new Boss Baby movie that's coming out? Like, it looks awful.
I mean, the first one was awful.
The first one wasn't that great either. Yeah, right? That's the one that's, like, a masterpiece.
Yeah.
Our daughter has us watching Trolls and Trolls World Tour on repeat.
I don't know.
Wait, not like, Trolls 2. They're eating her. And then they're going to eat me.
Oh my God.
I have not watched Trolls 2. I mean,
I didn't know there was a Trolls 2.
I didn't even know there was one.
Now, let me say this. Like, Disney has, like, that kind of, like, attitude where, like, oh, like, you see it in the parks, what, like, they, like, have, like, long-lasting characters. Like, at Universal and, like, other things, like, I don't know how DreamWorks stays relevant because their characters are so forgettable. But anyway, my pick for this movie is Aladdin. I love Aladdin.
I gotta go with him. Yeah, Aladdin. I don't know that it's the best animated picture. But from this list, I would pick Aladdin for sure.
From this very random, put together very quickly list.
Well, don't forget, this is movies that Happy Hour Films has talked about. Were you not paying attention? They told us that in the beginning.
I'm just saying that we talked about better ones than these.
Wrong.
Wally.
But we did have the Disney episode, which was an amazing episode.
That's true.
We were both on it.
Wrong. And yeah, and we did go through the history of Disney and how Snow White is the most boring film I think ever created.
Yeah.
Hence why it's not nominated. So Mike, what do you got?
Oh shit. Well, this is passive aggressive the episode.
I am probably gonna be alone here, but I'm going Princess Mononoke. That movie's so fucking metal, it's amazing.
Yeah,
that is just a beautiful movie.
It is, agreed, but 3-1 for Aladdin makes it Aladdin.
Aladdin was my third place. I was gonna put, and it's actually, Aladdin is my all-time favorite Disney movie, but I was gonna put Wall-E above it.
Mike, I can't believe you love Nightmare Before Christmas. You go on about how much you love that movie.
What's this?
I would have picked There's that for you.
Children everywhere.
I'm gonna pick that.
All right, but I am the biggest Studio Ghibli fanboy ever.
What's this? What's this? A strand of pubic hair. Oh, that's from the deleted scene. That's from the deleted scene. You guys see the special edition DVD?
That's gonna be deleted scene from this podcast. So now we're gonna get into best director.
I got my lyrics mixed up, man. Oh God.
So now we're gonna get into best director. So Kara, the nominees.
And the nominees are, I you know what? I didn't even practice this nominee's voice, but I like it. The God, I don't usually like my own voice, but I would fuck me right now. It's crazy. I'm sorry. And the nominees are Kevin Smith, Mel Brooks, Wes Craven, Edgar Wright, Catherine Bigelow.
All right, Tyler.
We're going with Edgar Wright, my main man. I love that dude.
Dare?
I have to go with... don't do this to me.
We're doing it.
No, because I love Scream. I love Wes Craven.
Becca!
No, but I love Mel Brooks. He's just Larry. I don't know. You know what? No, I'm going Kevin Smith.
A bold choice.
Yeah, tickle fucker.
Oh, Mike.
Oh, my God.
All right. I am torn between three. I'm torn between Edgar Wright, Mel Brooks, and Kevin Smith.
Okay.
Oh, God. I'm going with Mel Brooks, I think.
That's a good choice, Mike.
And I know I picked Edgar Wright for our love month, but that's sort of because you picked Mel Brooks before I could pick Mel Brooks.
Yeah, that was tense. That was a tense discussion just now.
And you were right to pick Mel Brooks because that's the one. But yeah, I mean, obviously you picked all of these for a reason, and nothing against Catherine Bigelow because Point Break is a classic and imperfect movie, but we kind of did have to throw her in for a little diversity there because I think it was always going to be the old Jew. You know, it was going to be Mel.
That's
Hollywood just... and they love their old Jewish guys.
Mel Brooks just has such the body of work is so great. Young Frankenstein, I would argue, is his best movie.
And he's got timeless, well, depending on how timeless, how you define the word timeless, you know, he's got classics across the board.
And, Edgar Wright has three movies I love, one movie I kind of like, and then not much else other than those.
But of course, you know, he is a new director, newer, at least we should say. So he.
And then Kevin Smith, I love the VSK universe. But I love four movies in the VSQ universe with two that I don't really love.
Yeah, and of course there's Cop Out.
Five movies, actually.
Yeah, Cop Red State's not that bad.
Yeah,
Tusk is really bad. Yoga Hosers is really bad. The new reboot movie isn't that bad. I like Jay and Silent Bob.
We discussed how much we did not like
Tyler, there's a reason why you weren't on that episode.
Oh, no. You didn't like the Gary Ross or whatever scene that he did where it's like, must buy, buy, sell, sell to the KKK members?
That movie ruins the amazing ending that Clerks 2 provides for the VSQ universe.
And that's why Mike has his alternate theory that they are the Jay and Silent Bob movies are just movies within the VSQ universe. And my theory is that it's just an alternate pocket universe of the VSQ universe featuring the
My theory is like the things act like Jay and Silent Bob actually took a trip to Hollywood, but they made a movie about it. And that so or Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, that's actually the Blunt Man and Chronic movie.
Right. So okay. That said, we move on to the big four, the big five. So now we're going to do best supporting actress. Kara, nominees.
And the nominees are Sandra Bullock, Michelle Pfeiffer, Boo the Monkey, Selma Hayek, Cloris Leachman.
And for those Rosario Dawson.
She did not put on the performance that Boo the Monkey and Monkey Shine.
Are
you kidding? Clerks 2 was amazing.
Imagine Monkey Shine. This being a real award show and all these talented women lose to Boo the Monkey.
Stranger things have happened, my friend. So who's
how is Sandra Bullock a supporting, though? She's the best actress.
In what?
Well, she's the best actress in Speed.
She's the only actress in Speed.
Okay. Well, with the movies you guys talked about were Speed and Miss Congeniality.
That is correct.
Right. But she actually won an Oscar for Best Actress in...
If you say The Blind Spot, I will slap you.
What's the Blind Spot?
You mean The Blind
Spot? I think it was... The Blind Spot. Was she driving?
One.
We didn't talk about that movie.
Okay, fine. All right. So now she's best supporting. Okay. But she's still best actress in Speed.
Isn't she like lead actress in Speed and lead actress in Miss Congeniality?
Yes.
She's only nominated for Speed. So pick your fucking movie.
Speed. She's still lead, though. She's a lead actress.
Pick your fucking way.
Boo the Monkey. I'm going with Boo the Monkey. Yeah.
Tyler finally makes a case for why he's on this podcast.
Okay, I'm going to go with Sandra Bullock. And that's only because Michelle Pfeiffer's only nominated because you guys talked about a movie that she's in that I absolutely can't stand, hate with every fiber of my being.
No one cares.
What, Batman Returns or whatever?
Yeah.
You're not going to win this. Mike, who is it?
If I'm being real, it's Cloris Leachman.
Mike, who's your real pick? Come on, what are we doing?
Rosario Dawson, but you kindly left her off the list.
Mike, you're still wrong. What's the real pick?
It's Boo the Monkey, okay?
Thank you. Boo the Monkey in Monkey Shines. He cuts a man with a fucking straight razor. It's a little monkey-sized straight razor.
We also get to follow her two-mile journey, like in real time, while she goes to commit arson and murder.
Exactly. What other human actors could pull that off? None, I tell you. That's why it's Boo the Monkey. It's about time Monkey Shines got recognized for the greatest movie it is. So, now we're on to Best Actress. Kara, the nominees.
And the nominees are Amy Adams, Angelina Jolie, Bonnie Bedelia, Halle Berry, and Carrie Fisher.
Tyler, who you got?
We're going with, I think, Carrie Fisher.
All right.
Respectfully. All right. What do you mean, stop it? Carrie Fisher is amazing.
Carrie Fisher is amazing, but she's known for movies that their whole January trilogy month, I couldn't listen to it. I hated all the trilogies except for one. I am not a Star Wars fan. I will gladly accept your hate mail. Start sending it tomorrow. But I don't know. It's just, it's never been.
Speaking of which, we are not representing Lord of the Rings at all besides a meme movie, and I'm kind of upset about it.
Yeah, well, the actual Academy recognizes it, so it can go fuck itself. How about that?
Again, another trilogy I couldn't listen to. Can't stand it.
Who's your pick?
My pick is... I'm going to go...
Really? You're thinking about this.
Yeah, I got to go... Well, because Angelina's... Julie is very, very hot, but I would go Bonnie Bedelia.
Thank you. My God, I thought you were a different human being for a second.
I know.
Mike, who you got?
Carrie Fisher. I'm fully agreeing with Tyler.
Mm. Yeah.
I know you're going to pick Bonnie Bedelia, but she is a supporting actress in Die Hard. You do not spend that much time with her.
Oh, but it's the Sandra Bullock argument. She's the lead actress of the movie.
Stop it.
Also, Carrie Fisher's a total cultural icon. Like, and she's
She is the lead actress of Die Hard.
Yeah.
That's it. They need to reboot Die Hard with a female-led with Die Hard. Who would be in a female-led Die Hard? I think the studios will do a stupid thing. Here's the thing. I think the studios will do a stupid thing, try and make a comedy, and then cast Melissa McCarthy as the lead. And be like, she's like, don't, like she'll be walking around. But if we're talking about a truly badass thing, I'm going to go with Charlize Theron. Because Mad Max Fury Road.
Yeah, she's all... I feel like this is unfair because anytime we ever have to recast a role for an actress, we always pick Charlize Theron.
You know who I'm going to pick for a recasting role. It's going to be Samara Weaving, and she's going to make the franchise amazing. So how about that? But yeah, so my pick is I'm siding with my wife here. We're going to split it down the middle. We're going to go Bonnie Bedelia as well for me. But if anything, like Amy Adams, we put her on here essentially because she needs to be recognized as a great lead actress. Angelina Jolie is almost like the Meryl Streep of our time. Halle Berry, because I don't want to say diversity pick, but she's really the only other great, like, good actress we talked about, so she's on here.
She was good in Monsters Ball, for sure.
But Monsters Ball was kind of a terrible movie.
I'm going to go with Catwoman as her best role. But, no, Bonnie Bedelia, I'm going to go ahead and say, because she never got the credit she deserved.
And I'm going to go, we talked about the wrong X-Men with her. We should have talked about X2.
That's
when
true.
We talked about X-Men 1, and she's hardly in that. X2.
X-Men Last Stand.
Which no one should have ever seen.
One, it wasn't the last stand. Two, it was awful. And three, directed by a very well-known pedophile, apparently.
Yeah, because then they gave him the rest of the series. So what's that?
Yeah. X-Men. Yeah, tainted X-Men forever.
All right, so now we're on to we've covered the women, let's cover the guys. So we got Best Supporting Actor. Gary, are the nominees?
And the nominees are Gary Busey, Patrick Swayze, John Malkovich, Alan Rickman, and Matthew Lillard.
Now, I think this is the best list we have.
Now we have to make a special note here that Matthew Lillard is nominated for dual roles. He is nominated for Scream and Hackers.
Dude, so,
Tyler,
what you got? I'm going to make a case here. I'm going with Matthew Lillard because he had range in Scream. He had range in Hackers because at the end he's like, I feel like God or whatever. And then he plays Shaggy with such, like, Matthew Lillard is such an underrated character. Like he is a good actor and people sleep on him constantly.
True. Gare, who you got?
And that's when Carrie's head exploded. I can't pick from this list. I can't pick my all for different things. Like,
these are all 5-star actors. Like, they are all deserving.
This is probably the toughest category.
And this is where I need, like, the movies that they're, you know.
All right.
So Gary Busey and Patrick Swayze are both Point Break. John Malkovich is Conair. Alan Rickman is Dogma.
Right.
You got two great men. The two hosts are just yelling at you, Carrie. Like, isn't it great?
Yeah.
We're mansplaining this category.
Yeah, really. Mansplaining the men.
I'm going to just glaze past that. Matthew Lillard, I love him in Scream, but if you want to go you know, I'm going to have to go Alan Rickman because I love him in so many other things. So I it's not even just my love of Die Hard. It's I got to go Alan Rickman because the Harry Potter
franchise. Ron Weasley.
While I'm on the subject, I have to do a Harry Potter month. I'm putting
I do want to do a Harry Potter month very badly.
Yes, fucking yes.
Harry Potter. No, wait, how's it go? Wait. I could do a good Snape.
Oh, Ron, here we go.
Ron Weasley.
That's fucking terrible.
I fucked your mother, Ron Weasley.
You sound like Sean Connery trying to imitate Rickman.
He got locked in the Hogwarts.
Tyler, not enough people have told you in your life that is not good.
Yeah, I got
too much.
I've been patted in the back too many times.
All right, so
what?
Patrick Swayze is definitely deserving for Point Break. Matthew Lillard is definitely deserving, but I'm going to go with Alan Rickman because Die Hard and Dogma, like the two movies we talked about him in, he is fantastic in both. And I love John Malkovich and Gary Busey for their insanity, but I was between Patrick Swayze and Alan Rickman, and I got to go Alan Rickman.
While I don't dispute your arguments, I do have to, and I hate doing this, I have to agree with Tyler.
Is
the one that we need to go with here. Because, and I will say, not just because of my Hack the Planet shirt, I'm going with Scream on this one. He is phenomenal so in that movie.
It's a Scream, baby!
He's so good in that movie.
Like Scoop! I'm really good at acting!
And Tyler just ruined it.
like Scoop!
Oh, and Ross, while we were on the Harry Potter thing, we haven't picked a theme for next month.
That is true. Yeah, we did. That is some show business we need to discuss after this.
She's getting mad right now. Get her liver alone.
Right.
Get it. Liver. Liver out. Liver. It's a joke.
But like the other day, our daughter was talking to my wife in the kitchen, and all she was saying was, why? And my friend, like, you hear that? Sounds like she wants a motive. So that's why I would go with Leonard. But obviously, Rickman, of course, he's also an amazing choice. All of these guys are amazing choices. Malkovich, if anything, is the one that you probably wouldn't pick simply because Con Air, he's good in it, but the better performance is Nick Cage.
I'm going to correct you. He's phenomenal in it.
But Nick Cage,
their crazies just bounce off of each other perfectly.
Right. But I think I'm comfortable with a split for this one as well with Lillard and Rickman. I think they both get their statues. Lillard gets his in the estate of Rickman. It goes and sits in Buckingham Palace or
whatever. Oh, yeah. That's another post.
Right. So now we are on to Best Actor. Now, Care, the nominees.
And the nominees are Keanu Reeves.
Stop the list there. We're done. Wins.
Clavon Little.
I like that name better.
Okay.
The estate of it's Cleveland.
You know what? I'm going to start over. And the nominees are Keanu Reeves.
All right, stop right there. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Cleveland Little. Macaulay Culkin. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Of course.
Denzel Washington.
My man.
All right.
All right, Tyler. There you go.
That was better than all of Tyler's impressions put together.
It was.
No, here's my good Denzel. Oh, so you think you're going to beat Train Day. Well, all right. Wow. You think you're better than Training Day. Well, all right.
That's not even a quote from the movie. It's not a good impression. And not even a quote from
it's
the movie.
It's Training Day, motherfucker. Well, all right. Well, all right.
It's Tyler, shut up.
Might as well be like, it's Philadelphia, man. It's Training Day. It's Remember the Titans. All right.
Remember. Now he goes, remember, tomorrow is training day. Well,
you know,
all right.
You know what, Tyler? I want you to watch the court scene from Ricochet. I want you to memorize it. And next time you're on, you're going to come on and do an impression for that scene.
Get the full monologue.
Honestly, God, at first I thought he was going to say the court scene from Philadelphia. I was like, that's going to be a depressing episode.
Wrote the law.
Wait a second. Is Denzel Washington from Boston?
That's what he sounds like. But in Ricochet, when he goes dancing around the court,
it's literally Denzel Washington doing a Nick Cage impression. I have to think he watched Vampire's Kiss and decided, all right, we're gonna go a little crazy with this one,
right? So, all right, Tyler, who do you pick? Are you going with Denzel?
No, I'm going. What was the first one again? Keanu. Yeah, that's it. We're done.
Yes, yeah, not
Keanu?
The list.
Yeah,
right, Keanu.
I gotta go Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. Keanu. Ross, if you pick someone other than Keanu, you are no longer a co-host on this podcast.
I mean, it is Keanu, but my other option would be Schwarzenegger. I mean, it's
I know you have a, not I know you love Keanu. Schwarzenegger.
Get to the chopper.
But yeah, it's absolutely Keanu. He went too long without being recognized. So yes, it's obviously Keanu.
I'm a kindergarten teacher.
We've said he's our greatest living actor.
FBI agent.
We have said numerous times that Keanu is our greatest living actor. So this award recognizes that. All right.
I'm surprised you didn't go Arnold Schwarzenegger to the
Arnold. Audience. Arnold.
I hope that someday my husband loves me as much as he loves Arnold Schwarzenegger. It'll never happen, but I can keep hoping.
Yeah, it's not gonna happen.
Arnold's best movie is Hercules in New York.
It's a good one. It really is. Hercules.
I'm a big fan of Kindergarten.
you gotta say Hercules in New York properly. You gotta go Hercules.
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 That was even close.
As we've noted before, Tyler, your other are 100% spot on.
You want to hear my march? My march is pretty good.
Homie,
I love you.
We don't need to hear this. We've already lost enough listeners.
Yellow imagine march.
Imagine they redubbed Disney's Hercules with Arnold's Hercules in New York.
Be perfect. It would make it the best Disney movie.
That's the prequel, bro. It's the prequel.
All right. So, like they always do with the Oscars, they wait till the last minute to do the dumb last minute commercial break. So what we're doing is our final beer check-in. So Tyler, how's your beer?
Finishing up the second one, definitely feeling it, you know. I'm trying to think of a question I could do. I could do Mr. Krabs. Oi, me boy, stop rapping.
Dear God.
Don't worry.
Rapping.
It's like Matt Blank and Frank Welker all wrapped in one.
Rapping for the audience is a new way to say fart. I don't know if anyone knew that. Rapping, yeah.
Tyler, are you just creating slang now?
No, you know how like farts brap, like brap, 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 brap. That's yeah.
I think Tyler.
Oh, me boy, I can't stop rapping. I can't stop rapping.
Don't worry, Captain. We'll bump out the scratches.
Exactly.
Mike's going crazy, going over here.
My beer, when I opened it, I enjoyed it, but with every one of Tyler's impressions, my beer tasted a little sadder.
That's the right answer.
It's filled with my tears. Do you like this sweater? I made it with my tears.
Yeah, that's absolutely the right answer. Mike, how's your beer?
You know, I was really enjoying it, but yeah, Tyler's impressions are making me not in a drinking mood anymore. But I will highly recommend Last Wave Brewing Company.
Nice. Yeah, I'm going to go with the opposite. It's still related to Tyler's impressions, but I'm drinking it. So it's Tonewood Currents Garden State Pale Ale. It's very good. I'm on number 3, and it is delicious.
And Oakland represent.
There you go.
All the stars are here, guys. That's why I'm doing the impression. They're all here for the Happy Hour Films first annual.
And they've all left. So.
Imagine.
Not me, homie. See, imagine they're all here still.
Imagine Halle Berry showed up to accept her award.
That would be great. Yeah. So turn in
like the Razzies. We just have a weird thing pop up on Zoom. What's this? It's Tom Barry. Hanks.
Oh, God, it's Halle Berry.
You're
oh
not
my
even
God.
Tom Hanks. Why are you here?
Yeah. I just feel bad that you get Tao's impressions.
That's it. Why don't we move on to our final two categories? The biggest category, because it has the most nominees, is this next one. That's for just straight up best picture. Kara, the nominees.
And the nominees are Blazing Saddles, Monty Python and the Holy Grail, Point Break, Ricochet, Clerks, Monkey Shines, Home Alone, and Con Air.
Tyler, who you got?
We're going for the series. I just forgot what the movie was. Wait, read the list again. I forgot. Okay.
And the nominees are Blazing Saddles, Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
That one. Done.
Holy Grail or Point Break?
Holy Grail. Holy Grail. Holy Grail for sure.
Okay.
I'm going to go Point Break. I know. But you know what? Home Alone, like, that's just such an all-around good move. But no, I got to go Point Break. Point Break's the best.
Mike?
All right. I have two answers. I have the Mike answer and I have the Happy Hours Films answer. The Mike answer is Monty Python and the Holy Grail. The Happy Hour Films answer is Ricochet.
Mike, there's a reason why we host this podcast together. It's because we make great decisions. And it is
best
picture. This is where we add the applause from the crowd and, oh, yeah.
Woo. Yes. Woo. Meryl Streep pointing. Yes. You.
Yeah. Just slapping interns on the side. Yeah, it's all happening.
But my favorite Oscars moment was when Michael Keaton thought he was going to win Best Actor for Birdman, and you could visibly see him on camera take his speech and tuck it back into his suit pocket. It is probably one of the most saddest but funniest moments ever.
I think my favorite is when Jack Palance did one-arm push-ups.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just why? Just what the hell, man? All right, so we've discussed all of the actual categories, and like the Oscars, they usually give one big lifetime achievement award. And I think Happy Hour Films should continue that tradition, because there is one man who has achieved more than all of the people we've recognized tonight. And his name, and I'm going to give his proper title, his name is Sir Nicolas Cage. That is our winner.
Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage is the only man who got a full month to himself.
Absolutely.
That, as an actor. Like, Kevin Smith got his 3 weeks, but that was more of a director universe thing. Nicolas Cage, on his own, got his own month dedicated to him. And that says something about the man. There's a reason. Who I think should read Hamlet.
There is a reason why we could discuss that man for a full month in Cage Madness. We went from
to be or not to be.
We went from his terrible movie.
I could eat a peach all day.
I could eat a peach for hours, motherfucker.
Oh. Hey, oh. I like.
G-F-G-A.
My favorite part. My favorite part of that is when he shoots the girl in like the head or chest or whatever, and she just dies instantly and just does the Jordan shrug.
Throws the stewardess out the door of the plane, and he does the "Ain't I a stinker?" Like, look,
That's high praise.
That's high praise.
But, that's high praise. So, how am I not in that movie?
There is obviously a reason why we picked a full month to dedicate to that man. Now, obviously, when we do this again in a year, I think it's obvious who our other pick is going to be. The follow-up to Nick Cage is going to be Keanu Reeves.
Nick Cage.
All right. But so let's not do next year. All right, let's wrap this up. Yeah, let's do next year's right now. Let's just, yeah.
It could
Nick Cage continues to win the Lifetime Achievement Award every year.
Until he retires, it's just Nick Cage.
years after his death, people are still going to be like, Nick Cage, Lifetime Achievement Award.
Achievement.
I feel like Keanu Reeves has, you know, more more good movies than Nick Cage. Like, Nick Cage has some great movies, but then he has a ton of, like, terrible movies.
But his terrible movies are great.
Keanu Reeves doesn't really have that many, like, bad movies.
That's why
I will point you to the post 1999 to about when John Wick came out.
Keanu Reeves plays a killer in one movie that's really bad too.
It's called The Watcher, and it's amazingly bad.
Yeah, he's like really typecast wrong on that. Like, he's like,
that's the movie he had to do by contract, because his contract for that movie was signed by his assistant, and he legally had to do the movie even though he didn't want to do it.
Oh my god. Oh yeah, I remember that. Someone signed his
Which is why he's like sarcastically acting in that movie. But if you want to talk about Keanu trying to catch up to Nick Cage when it comes to quality, we can just look at the movie Knock Knock, which Mike and I both attempted to watch numerous times and could not get through. That's how bad that movie is. And I will add a special, because I have to have it, my special creep moment. Ana de Armas is naked in that movie, and I still couldn't finish it. So right there, Nicolas Cage's movies, I can finish them all.
That Nicolas Cage's worst moments are actually his best moments.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Nick Cage turned
Nicolas Cage.
I'm just gonna
Can I get Tyler off?
That's the musical talent for the show. Yeah.
I'm gonna go ahead.
And if you haven't watched Willy's Wonderland, he doesn't speak a single goddamn word in the movie, but goddamn it, I love it.
Yeah, and Keanu's like immediate equivalent to that is a movie where Jim Carrey doesn't speak a word, and he is like a drug lord, some sort of martyr, cult leader of sorts in The Bad Batch.
And
his character in that movie is sort of along the lines of like a Jared Leto-esque character that's a bit more sane.
Yeah.
And I'll give you this. I could listen to Nick Cage's Southern accent all day long.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's Cyrus, my praise.
Cyrus, this is your barbecue, and it tastes good.
That's my praise.
I'm Nick Cage. My uncle is Francis Ford Coppola.
So this has also been this has been our happy hour films Oscar in between week. Now, here's the moment where I ask Mike where people can find us on the internet.
I'm gonna let Tyler do that in an accent.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Mike. Why are we encouraging?
Let me do Squidward. You can find Happy Hour Films wherever podcasts are distributed, as well as Instagram at Happy Hour Films and on Facebook at Happy Hour Films with Mike and Ross.
You're supposed to also mention Spotify and Apple Podcasts. You failed to do that again.
Please, please find us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and wherever podcasts are sold.
Mike, why don't we do this for real?
You can find us for your streaming pleasure on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, as well as several other platforms because of Anchor. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Happy Hour Films Podcast. Give us a like, give us a follow, comment, message. We love to hear from you guys.
Absolutely. And if you can, do your best written Tyler impression.
If you can, send Tyler lives at for his atrocities against mankind.
Right. Against acting. Yeah, against acting.
Here a P.O. box. But, all right, so... But as usual, it has always been entertaining. So, Tyler, thanks for coming back on, man. We appreciate it.
Of course.
And my lovely wife, Kar, thank you for coming back on. We also appreciate it.
Always a pleasure.
And we look forward to your side podcast, Happy Hour Television.
Yes.
You guys are actually going to make a real podcast of that now, apparently.
Well, actually, we are going to do a real episode. Tyler's girlfriend and I are going to face off with friends trivia.
Oh, that is true. That is true.
Questions right, unlike Tyler Simpson trivia.
I got a lot right. I got a lot right.
You got about the title like of the 50% show right.
I got a lot right.
If Tyler is speaking truth to how much his
Yellow. Knows
about friends, it's going to be a bloodbath grudge match.
Wonderful.
Yeah. You'll have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel. That's my home impression. Yeah.
That's right. All right. So that said, next week we'll be back with a new episode. It's going to be a surprise to everybody because Mike and I have not figured out what we're going to do next. So we will decide that after this episode, and it'll be a surprise to everyone, and we'll let you all know next Thursday when we release that episode, or two Thursdays from now, so when we release that episode. So, as always, I have been Ross Bacon.
I've been Mike McWigan.
We'll see you guys next time. So long.